We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
We are convinced of this, that when the men are in place, everything comes into alignment. You cannot have alignment. This is so good. You cannot have the word alignment without men. And that's the way it is in reality. In reality, there will always be an irregularity. We will always be off balance without the men being in place. I'm starting already. Let's get started. This is a challenge that we're having all across the body of Christ. There's a challenge that we're having all across the body of Christ, and it's showing up in the nation. It's showing up everywhere. It's all over, ubiquitous, so to speak, when men are not in place. We're not seeing men take their rightful place. And when there's an absence of men, we're going to find that we're out of alignment. Now, watch this, and I want you to walk with me. Walk with me on this. I've told this story so many times. I adapted this from great apostle of God that came to our church about 7 years ago. He gave the scenario, changed my life. All right, walk with me with this. Y'all walk with me. Imagine you have your house and you have a gutter system around your house, you know, to catch the rain. You got a gutter system, then you got the little downspouts that are coming down off the gutter, and then you got a drain somewhere that the stuff drains. So let's say it's raining, and it's raining and the water is hitting the roof, the water is sliding down the roof, and it falls into the gutter system. It goes down the downspout of the gutter system and into the drain that's in the ground. Here is the million-dollar question. Is that gutter system working? Let me ask you it again. So you have a gutter system on your house, on your office building, wherever it is, and the rain is falling. The rain is being captured as it comes off the roof. It's being captured in the gutter. It's going down the downspout, that's what we call it, the downspout. It's going down the downspout and into the ground and onto the drain in the ground, and it's going away. Here is the question, is that gutter system working? Your answer, let me answer for you, your answer is yes. Yes, the gutter system is working. Well, I have a rude awakening for you, you are incorrect. The gutter system is not working. The gutter system is in alignment. It is in alignment. It only works when it is out of alignment. When something is in alignment, there is no work. It's only a flow through. There is a flow that happens when you're in alignment. It is only when you're out of alignment that work begins. And let me tell you this, the church is working hard, the nation is working hard, the family is working hard. Why? Because it's out of alignment, because the men are not in place. You cannot have, there will only be the instruction to align without men. So we find ourselves constantly aligning if there is no men in place. But when the men are in place, then we are in alignment. And so we have to sound this word. We have to say it loud, say it strong, make it clear out there that we need our men. We have feminized the church. We have created a church where it's almost telling the men, you don't belong here. the things that we do, the language that we use, the way we dance, the way we gesticulate, all of the actions and all of the things that go along with church have become feminized. So much so that real men, when they come to church, they feel awkward. And so then there is a role that we have to play as the church, that we begin speaking to men again. That we begin to, as simple as it comes to the illustrations that we use. When we preach and all our illustrations are feminine. All this slap your neighbor and all this stuff we do. Everything is to play with the emotions of females. And then we row because the men ain't coming. So there's a responsibility on us in the church to ensure that we create an environment that is inviting to males. And then there's also a responsibility on the men to stop creating excuses. Because we have a whole lot of men that can find every reason why they're not coming to church. And again, stop being a punk. Stop. Men don't make excuses. Men make things happen. So this goes both ways. Well, I never grew up in church like that, and I had no daddy to take me to church. And now, you're grown now. You are a daddy. Stop making excuses and go to church and lead your family in worship. So this goes both ways. We as the church need to make the atmosphere more conducive for men, and the men got to stop making excuses. There's a powerful passage of scripture. Daughter, I hope you could find it for me. I think it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 13. I believe that's where it is. I believe it's 2 Chronicles chapter 13. I think she's going to find it for me. Listen to me very good. The text says this. The text says, Abijah is the name of the king of Judah. He is surrounded by the enemy. He's surrounded by the enemy, and the Bible says this. It says, the people cried out. When the people cried out, nothing happened. The next thing the text says is that the priests sounded the trumpets. Please find it for me, please, daughter. The priests sounded the trumpets. When the priests sounded the trumpets, nothing happened. Then the Bible says, then the men shouted. And when the men began to shout, the Bible says, the Lord then answered. Man, let me find this. Let me find this so you can see this, because the only thing I'm making this up. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, watch verse number 14. Watch this. Don't miss this. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. This means they were surrounded. The enemy was in front of them, and the enemy was behind them. And they cried, watch this now, they cried out unto the Lord. That's verse 14. They cried unto the Lord. We don't see nothing. And the priest sounded with the trumpets. We don't see nothing. Watch this. Man, please, brethren, don't miss this, man. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam, who was the enemy, and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. Please do not miss what we are saying here. The text says it clearly. You don't need no theological degree here. The enemy is behind them and in front of them. They are surrounded by the enemy. The people shouted, nothing. The priests sound the trumpet, nothing. The text says in verse number 15 of 2 Chronicles 13 that then the men shouted. And when the men shouted, then God responded from heaven, and he destroyed the enemy. Beloved, we are seeing the enemy take our streets. We're seeing our children, oh my God. We're seeing our children being killed in the home. We're seeing them being shot by stray bullets. We're seeing crime on a rise. It seems as though the devil is taking over. And while we're talking about COVID and talking about wearing masks, and we should, and talk about social and physical distancing, and we should, while we're focusing on that, it seems as though someone left the door open, the gate open, and the enemy is moving in, and it seems as though the gates of hell are prevailing against the Lord's church. And I'm telling you that one of the key strategies that we are missing out on, the Bible says the men got to be in place, not only in place, but the men got to be the one shouting. So it is not enough for men just to come to church. Brethren, we don't just need you in church. You got to open up your mouth. The men got to be the ones to engage. This shout, Kobra Katabahaya, the shout that the men released, it was a sound of victory. All right, watch this now. When the people shouted, it was a shout of desperation. When the priest sounded the trumpet, it was a call to come together. It was a call for the soldiers to come together. When the men shouted, it was a sound of victory and triumph. See, that's the sound that we're missing. We're missing that sound that says we're going to make it. That's what men bring to the equation. Men bring a sobriety and a confidence and a boldness. We're missing that in the equation. And so we have women fulfilling a role that they have not been called to fulfill. And we're fussing out saying these women so bossy and the women so this. They have to be it when you ain't in place. We are here talking bad about the females and they're so masculine and these women trying to take over. Well, what is left for them to do when you are absent? We need the men to take their rightful place. Women are having to carry the load. We have women who are the spiritual authority in their homes. Yes, they are, because you are the place. You're not in a position to hear the voice of God. And so the woman has to carry the spiritual burden of the house. The woman got to say, it's time for us to pray. The woman got to be up at night warfare and warring in the Holy Ghost and protecting the house from demonic influence while you're sleeping or while you're trying to get over a hangover or while you're watching the game. She is in warfare trying to cover the children and trying to protect the property. And you watching the playoffs while this stuff is going on. And then you're saying these women, they don't submit. They got to submit to me. Submit to what? This a bit much. Brethren, we need you in place, man. And I ain't one of them preachers who can talk to men like you's a punk. I can talk to you hard. I'm going to talk to you strong. We need you in place, and not just there, but you got to be the one releasing the sound. You got to give the sound of confidence and the sound of assurance and the sound of authority. We get our sons joining gangs and hanging around the wrong company because they're looking for validation. That's the sound. That's the shout from the man. That's what the man brings, validation. We got these, our young girls are whoring in the streets, selling themselves. I'm laying with somebody that call them cute, giving their body to someone that buys them bamboo. Why? Because their father didn't teach them what a man looks like. Can I go a little further? We got the effeminate taking over the church. Why? Because our little boys have not seen men. They have not had that kind of male influence. They have not seen what a real man looks like. And so we see a lot of effeminate men in the church, and the real men are standing back and lambasting them. But the truth of the matter is, they didn't have a father, and you ain't there to teach them how a man is supposed to walk, how a man is supposed to clap, how a man is supposed to lift his hand and give God glory. The men are in place to teach them, so they're being influenced by the females, and now we're wondering why we have so many effeminate men in church. So as we talk about alignment, you know this, whenever I wear this shirt, and that's why we got these things printed, and whenever I wear this, I will not wear this and not speak to our men, not let our men know, listen, we need you, but at the same time, I need to get up in your chest, senior man, and say to you, bro, stop making excuses and present yourself. Stop making excuses and present yourself. Because we got a church to redeem. We got a family to redeem. We got a nation to redeem. There cannot be alignment without the men. And right now I'm telling you, we're out of alignment because the men are not in place. Brother, stop making excuses. Stop it. You know enough to know that you belong in your place as a man of God. In the church. The church is God's embassy in the earth. So church is important, so don't try that nonsense. Well, I get it together, but I ain't coming to church. Stop that foolishness. Stop speaking that. You know better than that. The church is God's embassy in the earth. He says, that's my bride. I'm married to the church. How you can love me and don't love my wife? Uh-oh. How you could be my friend and say, boy, Denzel's my soldier, and I'll go to bat for him, and you can't stand Robin? You castigating my wife and talking bad about her, and you gonna befriend me? The devil is a liar. If you say you are in love with Christ, you're in love with God, he says the church is his bride. So all this silly stuff that's out there, and people don't have nothing to do with the church and the church the other, how are we gonna get this thing in alignment? And you are neglecting God's bride. It is the church that teaches us, that tools us, that gives us the resources that we need to disciple nations. God has set his church as his agency and his embassy in the earth. So brothers, we need you in the church. And we can't, no code here. We need you in the church. We need you in your rightful place. This is God's agency and God's embassy in the earth, and we need the brothers to be in place, back in the house of God. So let's deal with that. Let me say this while I'm here. Let's deal with that during Pride Month, because apparently this Pride Month. Let's get our men in place. I'm going to say one more thing just to get you all mad and I can stop. There's all this, I hear so much conversation about how we are against gay marriage, and we are against the LGBTQ lifestyle, and we are, because we believe it's against scripture. But you know, one of the challenges is we're not showing them the kingdom way being done right. So we're not showing them healthy marriages in the church. We're not showing them families, husband and wife and children moving together. We're not giving them the examples. And so while we're here lambasting that lifestyle and we're talking bad about that, and listen, let me say this, I don't lambaste people, but I do say that sin is sin, and that lifestyle is against the word of God. It is against the principles of the word of God. It stands against God's original intent as is laid out in Genesis chapter 1. And so we don't need to fight over that. It's a plot of the enemy so that men and women do not fulfill their mandate and their purpose in the earth. However, beloved, the church needs to example and to model how it looks when it's done right. We got to show how it looks when it's done right. Brother pastor, you need to look like you and your wife happy. You need to show us how to raise up godly children. So we can't be there and pick it in and have placards out there and we dogging out the lifestyle, but we're not showing them the alternative. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, he says, with good works we are drawn to repentance. If you want people to change their mind, we got to show them the good. Oh my God. If we want to see a change, a repentance, a change in thinking, we got to present them with the good. Show them this thing working right. Parenthetically, while I'm there, and we also need to add power to the church again, because lives don't change without power. Yeah. We need power. Intellectualize them into transformation. We're trying to attack them into transformation. No, the power of God brings change. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. The Spirit of God does a work on the inside of us. We're transformed from the inside out. That's what the power of God does. So the lambasting and the talking bad about, that's not going to create change. But we create change is by giving them an encounter, a collision with the power and the love of God. How did I just get there just now? And so we need power back in the Lord's house. We need men back in the Lord's house. And then we could take our streets back and take our families back. And we can cause this violence to go down when we get men in place. Let me say this, man. We just did an outreach. We just did an outreach this past Saturday. We were in at the Montel Heights community and in the Anderson community and going out there. And one of the challenges that we still have is that we have more females going out than we have men going out. So we get the brothers to say, man, I don't want to get locked up in no church, man. I want to hit the streets. Okay, we're going in the streets. Where you at? Where you at? So we need our men, and there's nothing, when you're doing outreach and you go there, go in these communities, nothing draws the attention of the unbeliever like seeing men in place. Nothing. There's nothing like when men present themselves. We've seen it all over again. We do outreach all the time. And there's nothing like when men are in place. Nothing draws a man to want to come back to a church than when he sees men in church. When he sees men worshiping. When he sees men, husbands with their wives and their children. There's something appealing about that. So I'm talking to you, bro. You ain't here by mistake on the stream today. I'm talking to you. We need you back in place. Not just in Life Worship Center. Wherever your church house is, get back engaged.
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Rule of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the CH3's auditorium located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.